approach, and in my opinion, we haven't been able to find economic justification to go to a lease approach.
Further questions?
Let's see. I assume now, after people have filled out their ballots, those have been put in the ballot boxes. The card that goes with your system is back at the central counting office, correct?
Correct.
So you run the ballots through the system. That's registered on the card. I assume if you put any other card in there, you would get the same result, right? An identical card in there should.
Yeah, the results that the cast vote records that are produced by Ballot Now, so as it extracts the information from paper, are stored on the Ballot Now machine, and you can write those ballots.
So, for instance, if one had two of these cards, one locked up in a secure location someplace, if you pulled that out, inserted it in, ran the ballots back through the system, it should produce an identical result to the first card, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
And we manage all of those cards. All of the systems have interlocking serial numbers, and so you need to have one that's part of that election, and we keep very close inventory management on.
Okay. I mean, I guess the point I'm trying to make, it doesn't sound like these cards are floating out anywhere where, you know, someone just might take them.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay, further questions? Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, Mr. Perthillo, but at this point it's the county staff.
My name's Tom Halleck. I'm the Bullock County Elections Manager. Just sort of want to sum up, and hopefully we'll jointly answer any questions you might have. Just a few observations. One is there's been a lot of comments about laws that we have to comply with. We have to comply with existing laws. We can't comply with potential laws or possible laws. We have to comply with the laws of the feds and the state, and that's just the way it is. It's not in our power to change things. A lot has been mentioned about Rush Holt's bill, which is a House bill, number which I've forgotten already. If that bill is passed, then we'll comply with that. Manufacturers will have to comply with that. The county will have to comply with that. I was a lobbyist in Washington for about 14 years. That bill is almost exclusively liberal or urban Democrats. It's got a couple sort of moderate Republicans like Chris Yates from Connecticut. Last I checked in my years in Washington, I hate to prognosticate about what goes on in Washington, but Republicans weren't in a huge rush to help liberal Democrats on Capitol Hill, and so I don't hold out much hope for the fate of that bill. That's just one observation. The system meets current standards, and we are going to require any system we purchase to meet future standards. Fundamental fact. There's always going to be complex software systems out there. They're always going to be scrutinized by independent third-party organizations and so forth as part of certification. These do get scrutinized. The code does get scrutinized. The equipment gets scrutinized. A lot of comments about our RFP the responses to the RFP didn't reveal a lot of technical information. I don't want to speak for Hart, but I presume they didn't want to give away their trade secrets. And obviously, they're preparing an RFP for people like us for the most part. We do have a county IT department that is expected to look into this in further detail for security issues. We have a fundamental problem with leasing. We had an enormous task ahead of us this last election. The integration between our voter registration system and our vote counting system was largely handled by people running back and forth, making paper records and making sure that there weren't duplications and so forth. That was a real problem for us, and I think that is fundamentally one of Linda's major concerns about leasing a system. In addition to that, you have different issues when you lease from different systems, as you heard from Neil. They have a system that relies on a lot of off-the-shelf components used with their proprietary software. Other companies don't. And they might be able to lease, like we did last time, a system that is a proprietary piece of equipment and has firmware in it that does get certified. But there's a fundamental problem with that because there's really no incentive for anybody who we lease from. Let's just say it was Diebold again like we did the last time. You just don't get the integration between the VR system or voter registration system and our county system that you really want with a complex integrated system. And that really speaks to voter tracking, which is an issue that Mr. Kolwitz raised. It's much easier if you have a well-integrated system so that when ballots come in, the VR system knows that that ballot has come in. Would refer again to the fact that really many of these issues that we're talking about here, they are the same issues that you could have had with the data vote system. I don't want to belabor that point. We made that point in our presentation, but really we're talking about some of the same issues. And I would refer you to the map on the wall that was brought in. All the green refers to counties that use optical scan system. Again, this isn't an optical scan system, but it's a paper-based digital imaging system. We think it's better, but it's similar, and it's widely used. And again, this is a paper ballot that we're talking about using here.
What color on the map?
Green.
Green represents the system we are using.
No, it represents an optical scan system.
Which is what we just used.
Yes, correct.
What is the color on the map that represents the system we're proposing to buy?
I don't know. We're Hart's used in Harris County, Texas, which
that
is...
that's published in, I think, 2001.
Okay.
I'm not sure when that map was.
2002. That map has a... That map doesn't have a particularly informative scale on it, to say the least. I was over there looking at it.
As a matter of the industry, our system is generally lumped in with optical scan.
It is lumped in with optical scan. Thank you. Okay.
And that's essentially my comments. I don't know if anybody else wants to make that.
Okay. Madam Clerk, go ahead.
I just wanted to... thank the commissioners for the opportunity and also for the citizens for their input. We are all, I think, aiming towards the same goal, which is a secure, verifiable voting system, and we feel that the system we are presenting to the commissioners today is that system. So, thank you.
Thank you.
If I could ask a few questions.
Okay.
How about the Avanti Free system? Do you want to respond to your feeling about that?
I would. If you received a letter, and I don't know if all the public had received a copy of the letter from the Secretary of State, as you know, systems that are used in Colorado must be certified. The system that Avante has represented to the citizens and to the county clerk's office is a system that has not been certified with the state of Colorado. We are not allowed to use this system. As indicated in the letter by Drew Durham, they have been contacted as of yesterday. They have been contacted by Avante with discussions of certifying the system, but they have not received any information to this date. So this is a system, and we verified with the Secretary of State that we cannot use this proposed system.
And I have one other comment, and that's that one of the problems that we had when we were looking at it originally as part of the review process was their customer service model wasn't exactly what we felt was robust enough to really help us. Theoretically, it was interesting. They said they would hire school teachers and election judges and so forth to act as our support. Number one, we have a hard enough time getting election judges ourselves without having them poached by our vendor. And secondly, we just didn't think that was a robust enough model, and we don't know that they're going to be able to ramp up with a customer service support just because they think they're going to be able to.
If I understand this letter, it is the Secretary of State asked for an extension for implementing HAVA. Does this mean that the present data vote system could legally be used in this election?
As indicated in the letter, the current data vote system does not meet the 2002 requirements. We had also asked about replacing portions of the system to have the system upgraded or to replace the count system that we had. and we were informed by the Secretary of State's office that that system does not meet the 2002 and would need to be certified through the state. And because of the HAVA requirements, probably would not, the company would probably not move forward on that.
In addition to that, apparently, and I can't get into the specifics of it, but we ran on Novell. And there's a question as to whether or not DataVote could even run on that, assuming we got it repaired. And if you did get it repaired, well, if you did proceed with it, you would have to do some amount of testing on that. Would have, from our understanding, with discussing with ITA or IT, that it would be time consuming.
Thank you.
Voting in multiple locations. You want to detail how that would be handled in the system versus previous elections we've had.
Precinct voting.
No different than the past precinct voting, except that you would not be using the punch card system. You would be marking a ballot, depositing it into a ballot box.
Well, would someone be able to vote at a precinct that's not their own without going to the courthouse? Or?
You're talking about provisional balloting?
Voting. Is that what it would have to be?
Yeah. Yes. The law, in the past, there was some issues with provisional balloting because the way it was interpreted was that you as a voter, if you felt you were eligible, we cannot deny anybody the right to vote. You were supposed to go to your supposed precinct if you knew what that was, but if you went to another polling place, you couldn't be refused. They would issue you a provisional ballot. You would vote that ballot, but a portion of that ballot may not be counted because you may not be in the appropriate precinct. So once you were verified as an eligible voter, the votes that would have been counted as far as statewide issues, possibly county issues, would be counted. But the other issues for, say, council members or some local issue, if you were in the wrong precinct, those votes may not be counted.
But since you could now print a ballot, could a correct ballot for them be printed and held provisionally? Or?
Under the process that we're currently looking at, with when we're talking about ballot on demand, we're looking at a centralized location, which would be the clerk's office.
So someone would have to come to the central facility anyway.
Correct.
To do
correct.
That. Otherwise, it's unchanged from what's happened in the
yes.
past.
That is correct.
Okay, thanks. I think that clarifies that. Let's see. I think in terms of open software, do you know where we stand with that, or do we have any position?
Open source? Term?
Yeah.
We don't have a position on that.
Okay. If a federal standard did come into effect where open source was required, could the contract specify that the vendor then would have to upgrade the system?
The law might specify that the vendor has to open the code.
If the standards are upgraded to require it, there's already provision in the contract that says we will comply with future standards.
We had that as part of the okay. RFP, is any upgrades or changes to HAVA, the vendor must meet.
Okay. And I'm trying to see if there are any other questions here. I appreciate all the work that Linda and Tom that you've put into this. I know it's been a tremendous effort to try to bring forth a new voting system here.
Well, again, I'd like to thank the election staff and all the citizen input that we had.
And I shouldn't leave out our other members of the election staff.
what's your name out there?
Nancy, you're too identifiable. So I'm not to know who you are.
I think she's enjoying having the seat there and not having to come up, since she's no longer the elected.
Standing's getting harder.
And lastly, I guess my last question would be, because I think there's not been a complete understanding, is what are we doing here? What are you asking us to do here today?
We are asking the commissioners to authorize the County Clerk and Recorder's Division to negotiate a contract. And then, of course, the contract will then be brought back to the commissioners for approval. We will be negotiating the contract with our IT manager, Mike Harlan. Mike is an integral part of the negotiation process regarding security and other issues involving the county's IT.
I guess I would just suggest, I know a number of questions have been raised today. It sounds like we're going to have about another month before it comes back to us for approval of the final contract, which I suspect, I think, should be done at a public hearing. At least that's my feeling about it, just given the intense public interest about it, as opposed to the usual business meeting. And I think it would just be good, to the extent possible, that we respond to the questions from the public today.
Okay. Yes. I think I could either ask these as questions, but I think I just assume get into discussion at this point and raise these points. Should we begin? Let's begin discussion. What is the thoughts of members of the board on this issue?
Well, I just for the benefit of the public, I think there's been a little confusion about what the commissioner's role in this is. I know some people have stated that the commissioner should be directing Tom Holicky to do things, which is really not within our purview. We have a elected county clerk who has, by law, vested with the executive authority over elections. Basically, what we're sitting up here doing is as a legislative body that appropriates funds. And I try to keep in mind here that I may have ways that I would do things that might be slightly differently from the way Linda does things. On the other hand, I wasn't elected to be the county clerk, and I do grant a certain amount of deference to our elected officials who actually are given the responsibility of executing their offices there. That doesn't mean I approve funds willy-nilly, but I know at the end of the day they're the ones who are going to have to live with the system. It seems to me that while there have been questions raised, those are questions I think that still could be answered and the process can go forward. I think questions about the Avanti system have been, I feel, dealt with. A lot of the security issues, I think, have been dealt with, maybe not all, but I think there's an opportunity for the election staff and the county clerk to address more of those as time goes by, realizing that they have to come up with a system that will be and have people trained and in place by, I guess, August, when we have our primary, which by the time we finally approve this, it's only going to be a period of 7 months to introduce people to a new system. So my inclination here would be to grant the county clerk the authority to proceed. My suggestion, just a suggestion, that county clerk work with the various citizen groups to try to respond to the questions that have been raised today and that will settle this finally at a public hearing I expect it will occur towards the end of February.
Commissioner Stewart? Well, that's basically where I am as well. And I appreciate all the citizen input we've had into this. I will say that I, for about the last 2 or 3 years, have heard not just this board but the previous board as we talked about budgets for a new voting system consistently talking about the idea of paper ballots. I don't think that it's a new idea to the board, nor is it something that's just come out of this process. Now, the clerk, I think, in the RFP looked at all kinds of systems, but I don't recall the Board of Commissioners ever saying anything other than we wanted something that was verifiable, had a paper trail to it. And I'm glad that this proposal does. If it didn't, I wouldn't be supporting it. So. I have one question for you, Linda, and that's of the system that we would be buying for to conduct the entire election, how much bigger is it than a system that we would have just for absentee ballots, that sort of thing? If this kind of scanning system was only used for absentee ballots and all of that, how much of the equipment is beyond that?
If you're talking about the counting process or the tally now, we would, of course, have fewer the scanner systems. We would need, and, of course, fewer of the BOSS system. Is that what it is? Ballot now systems. I'm sorry. I have to look at that. So that would be the only difference. We would still need the capability of printing the ballots on demand for replacement ballots, we would still need all the software. The only difference would be possibly the number of computers we would have and, of course, the number of scanners.
So probably 75% of this is something you would have to spend if you were only doing it for the purpose of absentee ballots.
That is correct.
Okay. So I also agree with Commissioner Mayer's comments about deferring to the county clerk. This for us is basically a decision about authorizing the expenditure of money for a system. We don't have the right to tell you or force upon you a system if it were not the clerk's choice. So although I think it's fairly compelling that $1 million does have some weight in the whole scheme of things. So I'm very much in favor of this system. I think you've had a good process, and I'm ready to authorize you to negotiate for it.
Well, let me share some thoughts with you. First, I do have to disagree somewhat with you on that point. That I view this as more than a financial decision. I attach great weight to the decision of another elected official who comes at it with another mandate. But like every elected official in the United States, we swear an oath to uphold the Constitution and the laws of the state of Colorado, and nowhere is that more important than when it involves guaranteeing the integrity of elections. And that is an important piece that I think we do have to evaluate the content and substance of the decision as well. Like Commissioner Stewart, to me, the single most important question is the vote preserved in a permanent way that enjoys the full confidence of the public? In other words, paper ballots are a necessary precondition. The system that has been proposed has paper ballots. Good. To me, the absence of that would be a showstopper. Second, I'm just going to mention a couple of points that have occurred to me as the hearing has gone on, and that is the issue of locking in if we make a decision comes up. The truth is, whether we, any system we use, whether we buy it, lease it, or have it, find it at the bottom of a Cracker Jack box, will serve to lock us in. Once we use a complicated voting system, there will be an enormous amount of pressure, having moved down the curve and had all the brain damage that comes with introducing it, to continue using it. And this isn't just psychology. It's that you have a substantial investment and experience with that system, and you have to throw that investment away if you don't. So I'm not quite as concerned about that issue as some might be. No matter what you do, there is a major commitment that comes just by using whatever you choose. And this is one of the questions that I would like to have answered before we make a decision, is to the maximum extent possible, I would like to know to what extent the federal government is prepared to reimburse us for this system.
We will get that information.
If that is a substantial amount, and we use HAPA money to purchase this system, and it turns out the system experiences catastrophic failure and has to be replaced, the financial effect on the voters of Boulder County in terms of direct expenditure becomes much more like a lease. So in that sense, there is error recovery after a fashion in it, in that we are buying it with our fellow taxpayers' money in the other 49 states. And that, I think, does have to be sort of taken into account here, that it is a form, if you will, of insurance. The other point is, I could not agree more with the people who raised this, and particularly with Evan Ravitz, that changing the counting law is very important in Colorado. The law makes a joke out of having a preserved record. True, a judge can order that, but it should be in the law that that one uses, and perhaps the operative phrase would be best practices, the idea is to get at the truth in these things, not to have a you know, an endless computer loop recounting your vote. And I think that we should make, as a point of whatever we do today, a instruction that Boulder County will actively seek a change in the law in the legislature this year, to the extent that we ask our liaisons to see if we can find somebody who would run a bill to that effect. The third is, next point is that no matter what we do, we're not going to get a perfect system. That's just the nature of voting in human nature. We've been trying to do that for 200 years in this country, and we ain't got it right yet. That's maybe the reason we keep doing these elections every 2 years. What is important is error recovery. And what I think we saw here today was a system that does have a robust error recovery in terms of examining individual ballots built into it. And so the presentation that we had from the vendor and the clerk's office, I found reassuring in that regard. And we sat here in our little voting exercise, and we threw a few curveballs at it, and I thought it handled it admirably. What I would say is, I think that you're going to be examining a lot more ballots than you think you might be.
No, we will be.
But the fact that that can be done, and could even be done in a public setting, which has not been done in the past, would be interesting and perhaps instructive to the public, and ultimately reassuring. And second, there is a second question of cost and comparison that's been playing on my mind here, and that is that I'm not concerned about the fact that if the system, I won't say I'm not concerned, but if the system failed and we had to spend several hundred thousand dollars to either modify or replace it, I think it's worth remembering that prior to the data vote system, Boulder County voted with something called AVM, American Voting Machines. They were 700-pound machines, several of which went into each precinct in the county. They were stored. Cartage and storage was the phrase that was used in those days, and it was a major issue. And if I recall correctly, in the last election in which those machines were used, the cost of cartage and storage was well in excess of $100,000. That was in the 1970s. So that would be the equivalent of perhaps $500,000 today. That was a routine expense. You spend what you need in an election. Nobody batted an eyebrow on it, but they spent it. And that was because that was the best available at the time. I don't think that we would have to do that, but if it came to that, it could be done. But I think, though, is the broader truth of what we heard about the kinds of equipment that are being used here, is that if we wind up having to buy new equipment every year to modify the system, those expenses actually probably would be fairly modest compared to that sort of an expense. So perhaps we should not be quite as worried about the fact that we have to continue to invest in the single most important thing we do as the American people, to preserve our system of government, and in fact perhaps we should celebrate the fact that we are giving a lot more thought to how we do this than we used to. If I could say as a side, I think that if we had to look at future time bombs built into the American voting system, probably the single most dangerous is early voting. And the next time we have a great scandal of Gore versus Bush proportions, I think it will be when somebody discovers something about a candidate when the decisive votes have already been cast before that candidate, before it comes out, but before the general election. That is something that the voting hardware is quite irrelevant with regard to. There is one more question I think ought to be answered in the month that is here, and that is since we would be considering the HART system. I think we should contact Orange County, the county clerk there. I think we should contact their canvas board and ask them to speak to us about their experience. Perhaps we even ought to ask that they fly here so that we could interrogate them if they would be willing to do so. I think that that was a good, robust test. And it would be very nice to see what the California experience was. that being, and the final thing, I think that at least for the first election that we use this new system for, if we do it, it would be a useful thing to take some random sampling of precincts and do hand counting as a parity check, if you will, for our own peace of mind. Wouldn't have to do it with the whole election. A statistically significant sample is a little tricky to talk about in this regard because you know, a sample of 650 people will give you a margin of sampling error for the state of Colorado of something like about 4 or 5%. So nevertheless, it would be a nice sanity check, if you will. And I think we ought to very seriously consider doing that. That being said, I think I'm about ready for a motion.
Just a couple of clarifications. When I talked about that the scanners could be replaced on an annual basis, that is not necessarily true. We're just saying that as time goes on, and if we need to replace a scanner, of course, new scanners would be coming up. So it wouldn't be that we would be replacing them annually or every year. And as I said in my earlier statement, the clerk and recorder's office would be glad to do a random sampling. We would have the judges in saying we want to test X amount of ballots from this precinct. One of the things that we would need to do is verify with the Secretary of State whether this is legal. And of course, we do put rules and procedures in place whenever there is elections and there's election process. Rules and procedures are put in place and have to be approved by the Secretary of State. So this is one of the things that we would have no problem doing, but we would need to clarify with the Secretary of State if statutorily or under the statutes that we are able to do this.
You know, I would say one other thing, and that is it would be very nice if we could defer the decision 1 year, 2 years, or longer until we could get a system that was more widely tested. But the fact is we are going to have an election in November, and something has to be there. And that being the case, I think what you do is you do the best you can on the basis of the available process, and if the public participation has not been perfect, it has still been extensive. There is still a chance for some more, and we certainly would welcome comment from the public during the month ahead. The summation is that, if problems arise in that election, it ain't the end all. That we are dealing with something which is of overarching importance to the people. And if it fails, there is egg on our face, and we replace it. On the other hand, if we make, if it works, if it fails partially, we repair it. That happened in the first election in which we used data vote. Some of us.
Well, let's not harken back to that. I remember it all too well.
It is burned into my consciousness because that was the election in which the Danish plan was on the ballot in the city of Boulder. And I remember staying up all night and getting the results of that election at 9 in the morning the following day. And yet we would consider that system at this point a benchmark of a good voting system. And, that being the case, I think that we can proceed with caution here, and hopefully we will get some of the other questions answered between now and the point when the final contract comes to us.
Thank you.
Yes.
So just before I make my motion, I again want to thank Linda and the election staff and also the citizens who've participated in this. This is our second public hearing on this. There's also been other public participation. If not perfect, this has been one of the most extensive public processes I've ever seen. I just remember last week when we were going through the Mountain merger regulations, the members of this board were being compared to Saddam Hussein. And I wish I had reminded the speaker who made that ludicrous assessment that if we really had been, there would have been a firing squad out back that would have disposed of the person right away. And this is really what is at the basis of our system and why our system is different. And having the fact that citizens have belief in the integrity of the system, that we do have elected officials who respect the system, and that we do respect people's rights is why we are very different. And so with that, Mr. Chair, I would make a motion that we authorize the county clerk to go ahead and prepare a contract for the voting system along the lines that have been proposed. I would also make the suggestion that the clerk's office continue to provide information and solicit information from the public. And as part of this, I would agree with your suggestion that we go on record as to changing the current system with how recounts are done so that there would be a better way of double-checking the system.
And Mr. Chair, I would second it. I have, with the comment that this is the point in the process where the sharpening of pencils is always appropriate. So, secondly, however, I'd like to ask the county attorney just what that provision of the law is, because we've heard it referred to, and I'd just like to ask, if, Leslie, if you know what the provision is relative to a recount being required to be counted in the same way as the initial vote.
I actually was hoping to jump in a couple times, but there was never a gap in the conversation. The Colorado statute recount provision does provide that for a recount, at least, before a machine recount can proceed, there has to be a hand count of at least 50 ballots, and it has to be compared with machine recount, and if they're not identical, the machine recount cannot begin.
Well, I would suggest something more extensive than that would be.
Yeah,
that's our current accuracy and logic test that we have.
Okay, I think we should.
It's fine, I think, to proceed with it, but I also think it's not that there is something in law that kind of deals with the issue of comparing what a hand count is with that. And I'm more than happy to have our legislators and our staff work on that, but even if we don't get it, the point is there is at least that in the law.
Okay, well, let's hope we can. Get a bit more with that. I would also, you know, and you're seconding Commissioner Mayers, and I would like to ask that we make part of that motion that we get answers to the two questions, that to the maximum extent possible we determine what the federal share of paying for this would be, and second, contact election officials, the county clerk and the canvas board in Orange County, and ask them to comment on their experience with the HART system.
I would take that as a friendly amendment.
Okay, thank you. Personally, I would also like to thank particularly the election volunteers who chose to come and testify today, both for sharing their experience with us and for being volunteers in elections. It is really making democracy live, and I particularly valued their testimony because they are the people who are ultimately going to have to work with this and into whose hands once every 2 years we put our freedom. So thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you very much.